Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour of power coming right at you here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Anthony Haney taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Big thank you to our guy Carrington Harrison taking us behind enemy lines to give us the latest on the Kansas City Chiefs. Couple more housekeeping notes to get to before we hand the show over, before we end the program, by making our game picks for this upcoming NFL Sunday. We'll get you some keys to victory. We'll get you our Tuesday morning headline. We'll also be joined by our pal Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post, who just put out a banger of a story, kind of illustrating some of the struggles and some of the bumps that Jayden Daniels has had to deal with, both figuratively and literally, in his sophomore season. Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post is going to join us coming up at about 6:30. Right now, though, want to get to the most highly anticipated ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. It is time for Nell's Super Six Pack. All right, Nell and Ant's Super Six Pack, top six Commanders that we're putting under the microscope. And I don't know if the super producer has an updated version of this script, but you didn't choose your final guy. Are you holding out for some sort of dramatic surprise? Have you not hit the refresh button on the dock? And I am going to change number five, by the way, because I thought I was pretty specific in who I wanted to put as my fifth guy in the Super Six Pack. It's my list. I can make him break the rules.
Hey, look, do as you please, sir.
It's our list. I need to share the list, to share the rights to the list. The views expressed in Nell and Ant's Super Six Pack do not reflect those of the Team 980. That's what I will say. Number one, top six Commanders are putting under the microscope. We began talking about him yesterday, and he is the number one defensive player that has been on my mind. He lives rent-free in my head with that weird-ass part he has in the back of his head. I don't know who approved of that. It's not helping him get after the quarterback. Von Miller. I need a vintage Denver Bronco Von Miller performance. I do. So let's hop in the old space-time continuum for a second, right? Von Miller, now a Commander, most famously known, though, for his time in Denver with the Broncos. His final season in Denver was 2021. 2017, I believe, is the first season that he took over as a that Pat Mahomes, rather, took over as a starter in Denver. He had 10 sacks in 2017. He had 14 and a half in 2018, the last time he registered double-digit sacks on the season. I need Von Miller to turn back the clock coming up this weekend. He said he wanted to be the closer when he got here to D.C. He said he rolls out of the bed with the ability to rush the passer. I need to see it Sunday at Arrowhead, Monday night at Arrowhead.
Yeah, I like the way you think, man. I like that pick a lot. But yeah, with my number two pick, I'm going to go with another guy that we talked about earlier. And when we were talking about replacing Dorrance Armstrong, I'm going with Daron Payne. Again, he's had a solid season. It's It's something about DeRon Payne and his contract season where, you know, we just get the best out of him during those seasons. But I think it's also it has to do more with, you know, him being more comfortable in this scheme. I think last year after John Allen went down, DeRon played better. And I think, again, in year two in this scheme, he's playing good as well. But I think it's going to be paramount for him, Javon Kinlaw, to get interior pressure in order to, you know, put pressure on Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going with DeRon Payne. And he has no easy, you know, matchup. Creed Humphrey, one of the best centers in all of the NFL. So I think this is going to be a great matchup.
For sure, man. I'll say this about DeRon Payne. I hope he plays.
Got to mention that.
I hope he plays.
Right.
Listed as a non-participant the last 2 days with a toe injury. I'll say this about folks and their status for Monday night. Normally, when you don't practice for Monday night game, when you don't practice on Thursday or Friday, you normally don't play unless you're Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel, when we played on Monday Night Football, did not practice on Thursday or Friday. He was limited on Saturday. So I need to at least see a limited designation for DeRon Payne, DP, as they call him in the building, coming up on Saturday. Number three in the Super Six Pack, our top six commanders were put under the microscope, who must play well on Monday night against Kansas City. Terry McLaurin, man. First and foremost, Terry McLaurin. Here's the thing about Terry. For me, his impact is felt far beyond the box score. Of all of the, like, pregame hype rallies that we saw throughout last year, his pregame speech before they played Detroit, I literally get chills thinking about it. They need him to get the team hype. They need him to get certain coverage looks defensively. More importantly, let's not forget the number one trait of one Terry McLaurin. Some people are going to say, oh, he's a contested catch guy. Give a rat's ass by contested catches with Terry. Love it, but it's not the thing that gets me most excited. You know what gets me the most excited about one Scarence Terrence, Terry McLaurin? He is our big play guy. Mr. Get That Explosive. Mr. Take the Top Off. Mr. Stretch Your Defensive Coordinator Out is Terry McLaurin. I hope his impact is felt for all four quarters on Monday night against Kansas City. I know some people in my comments, and you can tweet at me, same handle on every social media platform, at NELL_BTP. People are saying they have low expectations for Terry. People are saying they don't want him to even play. People are saying that they're not expecting much out of him. Okay, you watch, man. Terry is going to have a massive, massive impact coming up here for the Washington Commanders.
Number four on our Super Six-Pack list, I have Jordan McGee.
Who?
Jordan McGee.
I was about to do something that the bros wouldn't have. I'm a chill, though. I learned my life. Because rough.
Yeah. Rough. The dog.
He's a dog.
But, nah, Joe Witt talked about it earlier. Like, at least he said we were going to see a little bit more of Jordan McGee. Maybe even Kane Medrano. Last week, Jordan McGee, he played in 33% of the Commanders' defensive snaps. And he played, his speed was definitely on display. We noticed it. And I think it's something that we can, you know, use and build off of as the season continues to go on. But we got to get our young guys out there. Like, especially, like, if the guys that are out there are, you know, the defense is going to be bad with those guys out there, why not play, you know, some of the Jordan McGee's, the Kane Medranos, maybe even sprinkle in a Tyler Owens, like, just to see, like, what they can do, what they can bring. So I will definitely be looking out for Jordan McGee just because, again, we're clamoring for him. Now you're getting your opportunity to go out there and produce.
I totally agree with you. And what do you got to lose, man? Honestly, like, that's the big part that I keep going back to when it comes to McGee and playing other young guys, specifically on the defensive side. What do you got to lose? The results you're getting with the current guys simply isn't good enough. So why not open it up and let some other guys get an opportunity? Number five, no Super Six Pack. Top six commanders that must play well. I'm breaking all the rules here. This one guy must coach well. The artist known as Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff, you'll have your full supporting cast of weapons outside of your star quarterback, but I know that you can scheme up offense with Marcus Mariota as long as he's got his full complement of weapons on the perimeter. We are expecting the return of Terry McLaurin. We're expecting the return of Deebo Samuel. Zach Ertz off of the injury report totally. This is what we expected. This is what we were excited about. The one thing that we didn't talk about at all, I think, throughout the course of this week, maybe the professor, Kevin Sheehan, talked about it. Maybe the rooster, Chris Russell, mentioned it. I actually now have higher expectations for Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey because they're no longer going up against one and two corners. You're now going up against the third corner, the fourth corner. I think those guys should continue to get their opportunities. And maybe, just maybe, the name of the game on Monday night is spreading the Kansas City Chiefs out and using your speed that you have offensively now that your guys are back in the lineup. But I continue to say it. I think Cliff is going to get exotic with the run game this week and get back to what they were throughout the first 5 weeks of the season.
I love your pick. Even though I was giving you some, you know.
You have to love it. I mean, you're a ball knower. We respect each other's football acumen, even though sometimes you'd be set tripping is what I call it.
All right, my last guy. And Linnell, we have four defensive guys on this list. Three. But there will be a fourth.
Oh, God.
And the fourth, I'm torn, dude. I really wanted to say the whole secondary, dog.
I want to know who's going to start.
Bombs over Baghdad, man. Like, Mahomes, he hasn't delivered the deep ball that well. But again, this team, for some reason, has been teams get right games. And if there's one area of Mahomes' game that hasn't been good that he would love to see trend upward, it is the deep passing game. And Joe Witt alluded to that earlier. Let's force him into some, you know, throws where, you know, he's not as,
comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. So,
yeah,
I mean, I just don't want us giving up the big play. So, I'm really going to go with the whole secondary. Marshawn, Quan, Mikey. I think Trey Amos has been really good, though.
He has been good. Joe Witt alluded to it. We didn't play the cut on the show, but, like, he said there's some personnel changes coming. And the only one he mentioned was Jordan McGee because that's the one that everyone's expecting. I don't think we're going to start the same secondary we've started all year on Monday.
Uh-oh.
I think there is going to be a shakeup to the secondary.
We're
going to
see Mikey?
I think we're going to see Darnell Savage.
Oh, no. I think he's going to play more. He played more.
Over Quan.
He played more than Quan last game.
What if it's Tyler Owens and Darnell Savage at safety?
All right, hold on now.
And like, Darnell Savage. Like,
That's making wholesale changes. I think you make one change at a time.
Jeremy Reeves, love him to death, hadn't been good enough. Quan Martin hadn't been good enough. Point blank. What I'm worried about on Sunday is when, because it looks like they may be without Kareem Hunt, which is actually the worst thing that we could have seen. Limited participant today with an ankle and a knee. Breshad Smith is bad, boy. If Breshad Smith gets lined up on Luvu or Bobby, we can't check their running backs out of the backfield. That's why I was so confused today. Joe Witt got up there, and I love Joe Witt. He's always honest, I think. And everybody's fighting me on this. The linebackers ain't played as well as y'all making it seem they have. The linebackers haven't been – these are two guys that were all pros last year. If you think they've even played at a Pro Bowl level this year, I have no words for you, honestly.
I think the last 2 weeks have been really bad for them. But, like, I think they've had some – but I guess those are the defensive games where we've, you know, stood out. Like, the Chargers, the Raiders, like
– the charity case games Giants. That we've had?
It's more so, like, consistency. I think that's what we want.
Hopefully. All right, it's going to do it for the Super Six Pack. Let's run through it real quick. 6-1. 6, the entire secondary. 5, Cliff Kingsbury. 4, Jordan McGee. 3, Terry McLaurin. 2, Deron Payne. 1, Von Miller. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, our offensive and defensive keys to victory. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our keys to victory come straight at you next, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. To Sean Reed of the Washington Post, get ready to join us coming up in about 7 minutes. Real quick, Ant, tag in here, tag team partner. Your number one offensive key to victory, your number one defensive key to victory. Normally, I kick this off here, but I've felt this energy from you that you think I'm stealing your ideas.
Whoa.
It's like, nah.
That's crazy.
But I just wanted you to go first, because I'm actually having a hard time with this, man. I have some keys here, but our conversation today, specifically on defense, and I think that's where I want us to start. The number one key defensively, what I have written here is not giving up the explosive. But in reality, that's important. But I got one even better that aligns with the theme of today's show a lot better. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, you have to make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you rush 8. I don't care if you rush 7, 6, 9. You can send an engage 8 for all I care. Just get him flustered. You cannot beat this group if he has all day to throw. And there were times last week where Dakota Rain Prescott had all day to throw the ball. And CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens made play after play after play. We love this secondary, right? And I'm being facetious when I say that. Y'all all beefing with the secondary. We don't like what we've seen. If this pass rush don't get out to Pat Mahomes, what'd you say earlier, man? Bombs over Baghdad?
Bombs over Baghdad.
B.O.B. I ain't talking about Bob. Your number one defensive key.
Defense? I was thinking offense. defensively? Defensively, I think we got to tackle, man. We have to tackle. Yeah. Like Rashee Rice, now that he's back in the fold, he is a tough tackle.
Yes,
Travis Kelce, elusive guy, tough tackle. Then they got speedsters. I think if we just do the basic stuff, man, tackle these guys, get them to the ground, I think that'll go a long way. We've struggled with that. What did you say earlier this week? We have the fourth most missed tackles in the NFL?
Fourth most missed tackles in the NFL, and I'll take it a step further. We've given up the fourth most yards after the catch in the NFL as well.
So, exactly. So, I think
that's a nasty word.
Yeah, it's nasty. So, I think limiting, you know, what they do after the catch, and then also just being able to, like, tackle in space, I think it's going to be instrumental. We got to get these guys off the field. Got to.
I think what you just said, the tackling joint, I'll take it a step further. I think Washington is going to play two deep safeties, and I think they're going to do everything they can not to get the top taken off. They're going to try to make Pat Mahomes dink and dunk the ball 15, 16 plays.
But you know, he sees this all the time.
Right, so he's going to do it. How you stop it is if the first guy makes the tackle. Rashee Rice ain't easy to tackle in open field.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy ain't easy to tackle in open field. Pacheco. Kelce, Brashad, Pacheco, Pat himself. So I do think the tackling is going to be huge, especially when you consider the game plan that I expect, man. So it'll be interesting. The number one offensive key, I've talked about it really all week long. I know we're all excited about the return of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. But you need to get back to your identity offensively. There has to be balance offensively for the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. You cannot ask Marcus Mariota to just drop back 35 times a game. I honestly want them to replicate the Raiders game plan. against the Raiders, he was 15-21. 10 yards of completion, though. Like, that's the style that we need to play. They ran the ball 32 times against the Las Vegas Raiders. That may be their sweet spot. 30 or more attempts rushing, and I think Washington will be in a good spot. They'll be in this game at the very end.
I should have had this guy in our pick six.
Yeah.
Tyler Biadasz. Dude, badass. Steve Spagnuolo, he is crazy when it comes to, like, sending blitzes from any and everywhere. And I think figuring out who's coming from where is going to be instrumental. But also, I think scoring points, dude. Like, we have to go out there and score points. Carrington Harrison literally just said, if you can't score 27 points, you have no shot at winning this game. So I think being able to sustain drives and then also just score, man. We got to put points up.
For sure. I think,
like, what you said last week, touchdowns over field goals. Bro.
Yeah, touchdowns over field goals, especially this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. It is going to be paramount that you are able to capitalize on all your offensive opportunities. I just feel like Cliff's going to get in this bag. I don't know why, but here's my thing. I can see
so much optimism for Cliff. I need to see it.
Hadn't been good enough. I need to see it, too. I just think we spent so much time talking about our defense. I don't think we've talked about Kansas City's group enough. It's the best defense we've played all year.
I'm about to say, that's a top 10 defense.
They're literally the best defense we played this year.
Top five scoring, right?
Top three, sorry. Yeah, 17.7 points per game. You go back and look at the box scores for Kansas City. Has anybody gone over 25 points against them this year? I don't think so. Most points they've given up this year was in week one. No, they gave up 31 against the Jags. So there we go. If the Jags can beat them.
But nah.
That was defense,
pick
bro.
Six, you got, yeah, it was a weird day. But that goes to our point. Monday Night Football, bro. It'd be weird.
Anything.
Not as weird as Thursday, but we can go out there and make some noise.
Anything can happen. We'll take a trip to Ashburn. Coming up on the other side of the break, our pal Tashawn Reed joins us next. I mean, it's about time you play some OVO. The birthday boy. October's very own. Aubrey Graham. The winner of the Kendrick versus Drake rivalry, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you got something to say about it. I know our next guest, Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post, probably going to have something to say about it. Tashawn, my brother, we appreciate you joining us. Before we get to the ball, are you team Kendrick or are you team Drake?
I'm Team Drake for sure.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
I hate that for both of you.
Tashawn, we appreciate you making some time for us. As always, good guy. Had a hell of a time reading your piece this week in the Washington Post, really detailing the sophomore season that Jayden Daniels has had, some of the ups, some of the downs, and really highlighting just how frustrating this start has been for Washington. Tell the people what made you want to write about this and who'd you get the chance to talk to get some insider information on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of been that kind of frustrating up and down, like you said, for Jayden this season. It's been a weird year because typically when you think about the sophomore slump, it's more so a guy just isn't performing the same way they did after that breakout rookie season. But like when he's been on the field, he's pretty much looked like Jayden Daniels still. You know what I mean? Like whether it's as a passer, as a runner, he made those dynamic plays. Has helped, you know, he shined in some clutch moments. But the issue has been he just hasn't been able to stay out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it hasn't been like this big catastrophic injury. It's sort of these like little nagging injuries, you know, like an annoying ones, like the knee sprain or the hamstring strain. And, you know, it's nothing that, you know, I think people have gotten a little bit too far with like the RG3 stuff because it's nowhere near as serious as what his injuries were. But nonetheless, you know, it cost them dearly early on in the season. And got them behind the eight ball, and it's been sort of this unique season where that's why I described it as a speed bump more so. It's kind of been out of his hands, whether it's the injuries to himself or, you know, the injuries to his teammates. I mean, this team's been beat up on both sides of the ball. Defense is struggling. And even the offense, while it's still a top 10 unit, this isn't the offense that people expected coming into the year. You know, after you add, you know, a Deebo Samuel and make sure that you lock up Terry McLaurin on a new extension and, you know, assume that Daniels is going to continue to grow in year two. And so, while his play, you know, you look at it, it's still a quality play. It's still been a disappointing season for him. And, you know, in terms of who we, you know, talked to for the story, you know, obviously got Jaden's perspective, you know, Dan Quinn, you know, kind of some others around him to kind of, you know, get a sense of how he handles these moments.
Right.
I mean, it's not something that's new to him. You know, I mean, people forget, you know, when he was at Arizona State, he wasn't actually all that beloved at the time, you know, kind of had an up and down right. career there. You know, LSU got off to a little bit of a so-so start before he became a Heisman. And so this isn't his first time handling adversity, and those who know him believe that he's going to pull through it. But nonetheless, you know, it's really been a bumpy season so far.
Yeah, man, I think Kevin was talking about this earlier in the week, our pal Kevin Sheehan, who you can catch here 10-1 on the Team 980. This is probably the most adversity he's faced in a while, dating back to his time at Arizona State. But to your point, I love that he's been through the fire before. I will never forget the social media barrage that there was, man, of him. And people were ripping him apart on socials. They were trying to say that he quit on Arizona State. They were happy that he left. It's almost like he didn't go head-to-head with Justin Herbert in Oregon the way that he did back in, you know, his time at Arizona State. I'm surprised that the conversation around him locally amongst some of the fans has gotten as dramatic as it has. Here is how I will assess his play to this point. I think he's been uber solid. Obviously, anytime you turn the football over the way he did against Chicago, it's something we just weren't accustomed to last year. The big reason why Washington was able to advance to the conference championship game is something that Cliff talked about earlier, that turnover margin. It played in Washington's favor. This year, it has not. The offense has continued to get a football away. He's been a part of that. But, like, Tashawn, when I assess his play as a whole, if I'm being honest about it, like, if I was to give him a grade for how he's played this year, injuries aside, I give him a B+. I think there have been some moments of him maybe holding on to the football too long, but I'm just being super nitpicky when I talk about him, because here's my thing, Tashawn. We have super high expectations for this kid. The reason that folks thought Washington would be able to, you know, continue last year's success and build off of what they started wasn't because of the defense, clearly. It wasn't because of the skill group that they had on the perimeter. All those conversations started and finished with Jayden Daniels performing as not a top 10 quarterback in this league, a top 5 quarterback in this league. And I think the expectations were fair based off of what you saw as a rookie. If I'm going to be honest about it, I just don't think he's tapped into that version of himself enough over the 4 games that he's played in.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And, you know, in terms of people being so pessimistic about it, I think part of it is PTSD, yeah. You know, going back to RG3. And then I think the other side of it is, like, once you set the bar so high in year one, not just his individual performance, also as a team, you know, winning 12 wins and making an NFC title game run, the fans never really lose that.
Right.
And so, like, you can still have a good season. Like you were saying earlier, you give them a B+, but good ain't good enough anymore, you know, right. Once you start off that way. And so it's kind of unfair, but that's kind of, you know, the space that you live in. We've seen other quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he came out the gate with that crazy year, and he was still Patrick Mahomes after that, but then, you know, it had some years where it was kind of so-so, and right. Then you start asking questions about, is Joe Burrow better than Patrick? You know, so that's just how it goes when right. You're a quarterback. I think, you know, the reason why, for me, like, I don't knock him too much for not being quite at that top 5 level is, like I mentioned earlier, like those other injuries. I mean, against the Cowboys, Terry McLaurin's not out there, Noah Brown's not out there, right. Debo Samuel, the defense is all banged up, and the offense was still pretty successful in that first half before Jayden Daniels ended up getting hurt. Albeit, I know the Cowboys defense isn't like that, but the Commanders weren't anywhere near full strength, and he was still playing well. And there's not a lot of quarterbacks that are going to look like that in those circumstances. And so we haven't really seen this offense, you know, at full strength at any point this season because of the injuries. And, you know, just good news for the Commanders is, you know, it looks like, you know, barring a setback, McLaurin and Samuel will be back this week. And then there's a decent chance that Daniels could return next week. And that might be where you finally get to see the offense that they envision, you know, come to life. And so it's still early in the season. You know, I know it's like the record doesn't look great so far, mm-hmm. and where they're at in the standings doesn't look great, and fans are panicking, but there is still time for them to turn this around.
I certainly do believe that, and I said it about 10 minutes ago before we brought you on, and I know some fans probably were rolling their eyes when I said it. Not that Sunday or Monday night in Kansas City doesn't matter, but I think the next 2 games against Detroit and Seattle in the conference are far more important when it comes to those tie-breaking playoff scenarios. So that would be the big thing that I really, really try to get after here. It's next, the
yeah,
next
I mean,
2
Monday,
weeks.
Yeah, Monday, barring something crazy, like that's a loss. You know, like no Jayden, the defense struggling, like it's been struggling, losing Dorrance Armstrong for the season. The way the Chiefs have been looking, not just on, I mean, we're talking about the offense coming back to life, but their defense has been a top 3 unit so far this season. Like on the road, in Arrowhead, I don't know. I guess it's possible, but yeah. That's just probably going to be a loss. And so it's really about moving forward with that 3-game stretch before the bye. You know, like you mentioned, the Seahawks and then the Lions, and then wrapping it up with the Dolphins in Madrid. I think you got to come out of that stretch 2-1 at least. You know, if you're at 5-6 going into the bye, again, that's not like necessarily where you would want to be, but you're still in range of making the playoffs if you leave it there. But if they lose the Chiefs and then lose the next two on top of that, then you start having some questions about, all right, like, is this one getting away from them?
Yeah. Tashawn, I made a total mental error when getting ready for the show. We're off at 6:45 today, so we do have to cut you short. We appreciate you hopping on with us, as always. Make sure you check out Tashawn's work in the Washington Post, including his latest piece on Jaden Daniels' bumpy start to his sophomore season. Enjoy the weekend, brother. Have safe travels to Kansas City.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post. Ant, real quick, let's get out of here. Appreciate Tashawn Reed. Appreciate Carrington Harrison. Thank you for your calls. I believe we got Caps Hockey coming your way next there on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.